What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth Podcast, uplifting and positive news. Hope you believe in yourself and the world around you. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at the Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding the communities everywhere. JP, how are you, sir?
I'm doing stupendous. How are you doing, Tim?
Amazing.
Hopefully all of our listeners are having a wonderful Tuesday or whenever you're listening to this, because it's a podcast. Positive news never expire.
Who saw this?
We have two positive news stories. Tim, what do you got?
My first one comes from, my only one today, comes from Taylor, Texas. This is a short one, but a sweet one. So an anonymous donor paid off the school lunch debt for the entire district as of October 2nd. He wanted to stay anonymous, so he decided to go in, made sure he said, "I want to stay anonymous," paid off the entire debt, and now students get to eat for free for the rest of the school year and don't have to stress about it. My wife always tells me these kids cannot learn, who's a teacher, by the way, these kids cannot learn if they're hungry. So she always brings snacks to school. She's constantly asking me for some money so she can buy crackers and whatnot for the kids. And I think it's amazing. But whenever I see other people that have nothing to do with the school, maybe aren't teachers or whatever the case may be, that have that similar mindset, these kids can't learn when they're hungry, I think it's amazing. So shout out to this anonymous donor in Taylor, Texas.
Shout out to our legislators who are actively, hopefully, making it to where no child in America goes hungry at school.
One day at a time. One step at a time.
One day at a time. Speaking of one day at a time, my positive news story starts on a low note. In September 2024, kindergartner teacher, she gave birth to a baby boy at just 22 weeks. Boy's name was Gabriel, born 1 pound, 1 ounce. He had to spend first month and a half of his life, first 350 days of his life in the NICU, and he just went home this past month.
Wow.
For the first time, they had their first walk outside. The first month and a half, his oxygen levels plummeted so much, he almost died 3 times, but the NICU nurses were on it, sat that first month and the whole other 12 months. Gabriel's all okay. He's all good now. He's at home for the first time. I think it's an amazing positive news story, and it just goes to show you the heroes every single day of the NICU nurses. We got to give shout outs here on the Positive Truth Podcast.
Absolutely. NICU nurses are amazing. I know you guys have heard the story too many times, but my daughter was in the NICU and those nurses held me down. I went from, to me, a little boy to a grown man in moments just because they were there to help guide me whenever I didn't have anybody else. And obviously that's like a scary moment. Nobody knows what's going on with your kids when they're in the NICU. So shout out to them for being the angels on earth.
And saving lives.
Through service.
Also, shout out to Gabriel's first walk here in October 2025. Before we get out of here, we're going to pause and do audio meditation. It's where me and Tim talk about one thing we're grateful for each, because in the stresses of life, we often overlook all the great things going on in our own lives. We encourage everyone listening to think of one thing you're grateful for as well. Guaranteed to make your day so much more positive. Tim, what are you grateful for today?
Mushroom coffee. Take that, world. Honestly, I've noticed the difference. It's been over a month now that I've been taking it, and I'm enjoying it. We're not sponsored by anybody, so I'm not saying any brands, but shout out to Mushroom Coffees.
Is the actual coffee made out of mushrooms?
Yeah. It's not like psychedelic mushrooms. It's like for gut health and focus and things like that. It's been great.
Is that what that is? As the person's pure water, good luck with that, Tim. Does it have caffeine in it?
Very little. I thought it didn't have any caffeine, but it's made with like Colombian coffee as well too. But apparently it's decaf, so it's very little caffeine, which trust me, I fill it around noon every day. I'm ready to fall asleep. I haven't drunk caffeine, like real cup of coffee, in about a month. Yeah, I'm trying to get rid of caffeine and a lot of sugar. Trying. This is what 36 looks like.
Good luck on that journey. Since we're going to be grateful for drinks, I'm going to be grateful for Lopez. He's been bringing me chips. There's like these chili lime Quest chips that he's been getting. And I've never really been a snack person because I just eat all at once. And Lopez is not helping me because he'll like, "Here, try these chips." And they're like amazing. And I'll eat one bag and I'll eat the other one and I'll eat my lunch and then I'll have some grapes. But yeah.
So you ate your fruit last. That's good.
Yeah. Those chips are good. So shout out to Lopez for giving me those.
Lopez is dope, man.
He was actually messaging me while you were trying to figure out how to work a printer. And I was like, "Don't bring him this week." He was like, "No."
Oh, man. Lopez is a funny guy.
Do you have a quote before we get out of here?
Absolutely. Be the change you wish to see in the world. Quotes by Tim.
We appreciate everyone for listening. Leave us a 5-star review. Share, subscribe, all that fun stuff. If you leave us a 5-star review and send us a positive truth or positive news story, we'll send you a t-shirt for free. We're out.
Stay positive.